Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, Rachel, and thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast. You know, one of the things that I hear people say with regularity are these two words, yeah, but, because there always seems to be a comma and a yeah, but at the end of almost every conversation. I don't know about you, but I grow weary with hearing yeah, but, thinking, is nothing absolutely certain anymore? I mean, think about it. Is nothing absolutely positively certain? Listen to Luke's gospel in chapter 9, verse 61. It says, another said, yes, Lord, I will follow you, but first, let me say goodbye to my family. Now, suppose God tells you to do something that's an enormous test of your common everyday sense. And it's totally going against what you know to be normal or even what you may think to be right. Well, in the midst of all that, what will you do? Will you hold back if you get into the habit of doing something physically? Will you do it every time you are tested until you break the habit out of sheer determination? And the same might be true spiritually. Again and again, you'll come right up to what Jesus wants, but every time you'll turn back at the true point of testing until you are determined to abandon yourself to God in total surrender. Yet we tend to say, yeah, but suppose I do obey God in this matter, what about, and then you fill in the blank. Or we might say, yeah, I'll obey God if what he asks me doesn't go against my common sense, but don't ask me to take a big step in the dark. Jesus really requires of us the same kind of unrestrained, adventurous spirit in those who have placed their trust in him that the natural man exhibits. If a person is ever going to do anything worthwhile, there will be times when they must risk everything with a leap of faith. In the spiritual realm, Jesus the Lord demands that we risk everything that we hold on to or believe through common sense and take this leap of faith into what he says. And once you obey, you'll immediately find that not only has he caught you and carried you, but what he says is as solidly consistent and more so than common sense. It is by faith a perfect reckoning of what we're called to do. And by the test of common sense, Jesus the Lord's statements may seem incredulous and they may seem even mad, but when you test them by the trial of faith, your findings will feel and fill your spirit with the awesome fact that they are the very words of God. Trust completely in him. And when he brings you to a new opportunity of adventure, offering it to you, see that you take it. We act like pagans oftenly in a crisis. Only one out of an entire crowd might be daring enough to invest their faith in the character of God. How about you? Will that be you today? Will you choose to do that? Because remember, according to the book of Hebrews, we don't have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses. We have one who's been tempted in every way, just as we are. But he did not sin. So let us approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our great time of need. Oh, my friend, this is what Jesus longs to do for you today. Take a flying leap into his arms and walk by faith with him. And then drop the comma, yeah, but. And I promise you, he'll bless you immensely when you do. God bless you, friend. Thanks so much for joining me on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.